goom goom, acka lacka lacka goom, goom goom, acka lacka goomba, goom goom, acka lacka lacka goom, goom goom, acka lacka goomba, goom goom, acka lacka lacka goom, goom goom, acka lacka goomba.
You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And we're celebrating the year in technology that was 2002. Saw everything from the advancement of digital cameras to liquid crystal display, the flat panels becoming more and more commonplace.
I just figured out how we're going to be totally screwed on this deal.
Why?
Something big's going to happen tomorrow and we won't have it included.
Darn. I didn't think of that. Well, then we'll do a...
Forget the whole radio show now.
No, there'll be a gap because we'll do our looking forward show next week or something.
Oh, okay.
Video, digital video cameras became more affordable.
Yes.
$500-$600 for a decent digital video camera. Let's see, the cell phones got ridiculous with PDAs and cell phones being combined.
Cameras built into them, you can take a little picture and send it over to somebody else with a picture-enabled phone.
AOL went down the tubes. Gosh, nobody could see that coming.
What do you mean they went down the tubes?
Financially.
Oh, well, I mean, that you can add a lot more names to the list than AOL.
Yeah, but AOL, the long-standing darling of the Internet service provider world, is beginning to crumble in the implosion, and I guess the Time Warner AOL convergence didn't quite work out the way they thought it would. And we're starting to see the effects of that this year as well.
You've got spam.
Exactly. Just some interesting things. Lots and lots of worms and viruses. Lots of socially engineered malicious code out there that people just believed things and passed them on and created problems, or they're hiding them in greeting cards. There's just so many new ways to get malicious code into your computer now. So it's even more important in 2003 that you continue to listen to this show and maintain contact with our newsletter so that we can warn you about this stuff before it's bound to hit you. We try to do that for you. It's a free service, datadoctors.com/radio. You can see where it says sign up for the newsletter. Check it out. Shall we go to the phones here?
Sure. Let's, look who's sitting on that line one over there.
Do you have his his amuse?
I'm find him and see if we can pull him in here.
And he's got a real question this week.
He might.
You bet I do.
Hey, Louie.
I bet you can't guess what happened to me the last 3 weeks.
You were not with us.
Well, I had voice surgery, and the doctor says to talk, so I'll talk a little bit.
You had voice surgery?
Yeah.
Do you have something implanted, or did you just had something removed?
Oh, I had a nodule removed, and right now it's some kind of funny, but we'll see what happens.
Everything's okay with Louie, though.
It's okay, but my voice sounds funny.
Well, that's okay.
You
can just do like Tone Loc.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
You've been talking about malicious stuff coming over the internet. That's my question. Is there such a thing as an invisible extension? And the reason I'm asking is I received an attachment from the Federal Trade Commission that I had requested. And it was a text file, TXT,
yes,
which is the most benign extension you could possibly have on an attachment.
Okay.
My updated Internet Explorer would not allow me to open it until I went into the options and let it.
Yeah, you have to, by default, the new Internet
Outlook Express.
Outlook Express, actually.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, Outlook Express by default now is basically moving towards let's be safe rather than sorry, and it's really starting to block a lot of attachments by default, and you have to go in there and make changes if you don't want that protection.
Even blocking the text attachment.
Well, what it's probably doing, my guess, in your operating system, there are some settings that allow your operating system to hide from you the true extensions of things. We've talked about before, sometimes you'd get an email that looked like something with a text document or a text file, but actually it was .txt dot something else, like PIF or .scr or something like that, which it looked like a text document to most people who didn't really pay attention, and so they'd open the thing not realizing that it wasn't a text file, and it would cause some problems.
Yeah,
and so
now question. I have a question about that. Let's talk at the same time, huh?
Sure. Go.
I'll talk too. If you have the extensions unhidden, will they also be unhidden on your Outlook Express?
Yes. It'll show you the file extension. So if it was .txt, .scr, SCR, or PIF or something, it'll show it all.
And if you have them hidden, they'll be hidden both everywhere.
Yes,
correct.
Unless you go and look at the properties of the file or what have you, then you can see the real file type.
Yeah.
Which, well, by the way, folks, since I'm saying that, if you right-click on an extension in your email, when it shows you the little file down at the bottom, if you right-click on it and go to Properties, it'll show you the full meal deal about what the file's all about, how big it is, what the real file extensions are, so on and so forth.
What it tastes like.
Yeah, tastes like chicken.
Okay, so there can't be totally invisible extensions.
Well, no, invisible would mean that it had no extension.
Yeah.
And then your computer would come up and say, I don't know what to do with this file, what program should I use, and, you know, that whole...
Yeah.
Routine.
Okay.
Hey, Louis.
I'm glad to be back.
Take care of that voice.
Oh, I'll work on it.
All right, buddy.
Looking forward to the rest of the show as usual.
Happy New Year, bud.
Same to you.
Talk to you on the other side.
Later.
You're listening to the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors. When we come back, we got lots more to talk to you about 2002, and of course, taking your calls and questions.
And we got a couple of free lines open right now at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner, News Radio 620 KTAR. Back after the news.